Welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I am your host, Nina Gibson, and I have a very special guest. Friend of mine today. We're doing a podcast swap. So we are very excited about this and we are going to talk with you, chat all things membership. And I'm going to let Jessica introduce herself and then we're going to dive right into the conversation. So take it away.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Nina. I love chatting with you. So my name is Jessica. I am a mom. I have two kiddos, wife. I am a coffee addict, and I am also an accountability coach. So I help women create and maintain healthy habits within their nutrition, their fitness, and just like their overall well-being, not to look a certain way, but to feel amazing in their own skin.
Mm-hmm. I love that so much. So Jessica and I have known each other for a while now. I was actually recently on her podcast, and we had a pretty epic conversation that if you're into mom/entrepreneur life, you definitely have to go and have a listen to. It was such a good conversation. But we met, I don't know, this time last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. About a year ago.
Yeah, about a year ago in a mastermind. And we've been online friends ever since. Hopefully someday we'll be able to meet in person. And we are in each other's memberships, which prompted us to have this podcast episode because we were like, you know what? We're not really sure if people outside of the business entrepreneurial world even really understand what monthly memberships are and the benefits of them. So we wanted to talk a little bit about our, like my membership Visibility Co and Jessica's membership Thrive, which I just love that name. Every time I hear it, I'm like, because that it encompasses so beautifully what it's all about. So let's start off with hearing a little bit about Thrive. What it is, and I'm going to ask you a few questions, like coming from the vantage point of who I'm interested in this, so audience can learn a little bit more about it. So tell me all about Thrive. Yeah, I know, but I want to hear it from you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for those kind words. So my membership was recently built out of this need where I saw where some women just weren't quite ready to dive into like full-on one-on-one coaching. That can feel very intensive. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is cost prohibitive for some women. Maybe it's time prohibitive. Maybe they're just like, I'm not ready to dive and give that much of my energy and attention to anything, no matter what kind of coaching it is. It's a big investment for long-term one-on-one coaching. But there were some programs that I ran that were group programs that it just felt like it started and it was great while it was there and then ended. Abruptly, right? Like a mini mind or a 6 weeks challenge or a kind of group I was running. It just felt so awkward when it was over. And I thought, well, women really need ongoing support. Like when you think about your health journey, not even through a weight loss lens, let's kick that out of the door. Maybe that is your motivation, but a lot of people, that's not their motivation too, right? So, and or by either whatever, really. These women need more support than just like a start, a middle, and an end, because we're constantly working on ourselves. We're constantly being thrown new challenges with staying well and staying healthy. So that was really like my motivation behind the membership, to give women something that was attainable, something that was very cost-effective, very affordable, something that would support women on an ongoing basis, because I'm in a few memberships, including yours and a few others. And I just really enjoy being plugged in with other mm-hmm. people. So to give you an idea of what Thrive is, a monthly health and wellness membership for women. And in this membership, this is for the woman who is craving accountability, right? You just don't do well that on your own. This is for the woman who is craving like real education, who they want to learn about different facets of wellness, whether that's nutrition specifics, whether that's when do I lift weights and how much do I lift and at what time should I do this? And what about if I'm on my period? And, or whether it's like, what about the importance of sleep? Or what about when my plans get blown up? What do I do then? Or what if I don't have a supportive spouse? There's so many facets to that. So in the membership, to get nitty gritty and tell you what you're getting in that membership, you get a monthly training from me. So think like a masterclass where we dive into a different topic every single month. And yesterday's topic, for example, was what to do when your plans blow up. So it was four things to do and four things not to do when your beautifully, perfectly well laid workout or meal plans just go to hell in a handbasket.
So, in my life.
It happens to all of us, right? Yeah. God, especially during cold and flu season, right? You're getting one training from either myself or another VIP guest in the field of wellness. And then we're also going to have a Q&A call each month. So more of an open forum. Let's do life together. Come in, ask me questions, share what's working, share what's not working, share your struggles, share your wins. Just a very let's do life together call. So two calls a month. Arguably my favorite perk you get in the membership is the recipe rundown that you get every single week. So I'm scouring Pinterest and my favorite food blogs, and I post five recipes for all the members to try. One breakfast, one lunch, and three dinners. And you really get access to me in your back pocket. You've got an accountability coach who's also a mom who understands the struggles, where you can hit me up in the DMs, you can hit me up in the group together and ask me anything you need. So you have the beauty of kind of staying in the background and taking everything in, or you have the beauty of use and abuse me. Ask me all the questions you want, right? Take full advantage of me. And lots of other little things in there. That's really the meat of the membership, is to foster community and support with women and pour into them with these trainings and masterclass, all in a private online portal where everything lives. That's not Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it so much. I want to back up to something that you said in the very beginning. But first, I just want to say that the recipe feature is my favorite part so far, because of course I can do it on my own, right? Of course I can look at my vast amount of Pinterest boards or the embarrassing amount of cookbooks that I have in my house. Please, like, I can't stop buying them. But having somebody put it in front of you is so much simpler. And I just want to plug, Jessica shared this Whole30 barbecue chicken bowl recipe. Yes. And I made it as a meal prep last week for my lunches. And my five-year-old kindergartner, like, devoured it. He like tasted it and he's like, oh my gosh, this is so good. I want some. And I'm like, yes, I love it. I love it when the things that I'm creating for myself are also things that my kids want to eat. So that was like this huge win. So I just want to say that is one of my favorite things. But you said something in the beginning about when somebody who isn't ready to either take up their time with coaching or also maybe doesn't have the budget, right? I think that this is a really important piece of it, because I feel like this is one of the big motivators for you and I creating our memberships, is that we saw this opportunity to serve women in a way that's budget aligned for as many people as possible, right? There's still going to be some women who can't necessarily afford, but opening up a membership at a low price point, at a lower price point, really provides opportunity to get access to really valuable tools in either the digital marketing or wellness space that they might not otherwise have access to. And so for me, and I'm going to speak for you, but you can jump in here, that was a big part of my motivation, is I wanted to create accessibility in a way that felt really aligned. And you can tell me if you agree, but I think that that's a really important piece of this.
I completely agree. I have a lot of people when they meet me in real life and it just comes up. I don't shake people's hands. I'm like, I'm an accountability coach. Let me make you feel really horrible about what you're eating right in front of you. People get like super awkward about, oh shit, you're a health coach. Babe, I got a glass of wine in my hand too. It's okay. But they ask me that, well, how much is it to work with you? Mm-hmm. And people automatically assume that it's just completely outside the realm of possibility. And I do believe there's kind of two sides to the coin. You get what you pay for, you get out of it what you put in it, but also I'm not in this to become a millionaire. I'm really in this because I love serving women. And these are things that I have really struggled with: accountability and finding balance in nutrition and finding out how to fit healthy movement, fun movement into my life instead of the other way around. So I want to serve as many women as possible at a, like you said, very aligned price point, at a very comfortable price point where I can serve the most women possible and really make an impact. I feel like that's really where a lot of your motivation comes from too, is like, I want to make an impact on women. That was a major reason why I left my corporate job. I just felt like another number. It was just another, did you hit your goal or not? Like, I wasn't making a difference. And as trite as that might sound, that is my true motivation when I launch programs, when I record my podcast, when I post something on Instagram, whether you pay me or not, my sole purpose, my sole dream is just help change one person's life, honestly.
Yeah, I feel that so deeply because I think from both of us having come from very high pressure corporate jobs and careers, I think that, yeah, we were just another number. And I think, yeah, I'm not in it to be a millionaire either. Do I want to make a nice living? Of course, like we all do. But being able to have impact, change women's lives, help them with their businesses, right? Help them with their wellness, help them wake up and feel good in the morning. That is such a huge part of it. And it's funny, I'm going to like derail for a minute because I onboarded a new client at the end of Q4 this past year. And I thought it was going to be a really great fit. And I'm like, oh, this is amazing. This is a really good opportunity to bring in some extra residual income. And the woman who was my contact was super nice, but she kept on referring to me as an asset. And I'm like, okay, let's back up here. And so we had a 1 month probation period. And I was like, you know what? This isn't the right fit for me. And so I bring that up as a really good example of I could have kept on going, right? Because it was good money, easy money, as people like to call it. But I was like, I'm not in it to just be an asset. Like, I'm a person. And that just reminded me when you said that of being just another number of that experience. And that's, it was like this reminder of this is why you left your job. This is why you're doing what you're doing, because you're not just an asset. You're not just a number. And so I feel that so deeply because I think a lot of times we get caught up in, or people get caught up in, yes, you're an accountability coach. It's probably too expensive. And same for me. Some people have said to me, I could never afford to work with you. And I'm like, I get that. And that was a big part of the membership for me is, okay, for all of you who either want the marketing accountability piece or who don't have the budget, here's this really great platform and this really great community. So I love all of what you said because I think it's so important, such a big part of this.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I think it's as much as people don't want to let like their money drive their decisions. We live in 2023, right? We're in this wild economy right now. I hear it so often from my own husband, like about the global economy, and have to be sensitive about these things too, right? And I don't want to feel like we're unattainable for people. I want to be ways to work with both of us are very attainable, whether it's membership, whether it's one-on-one, like it's not an astronomical kind of thing because I believe health should be attainable to everybody. You don't have to have the most expensive coach in the world. You don't have to have the fanciest gym membership. You don't have to have a sexy home gym in your basement. It can be really attainable for anybody, and it should be because we all deserve to feel really great, to feel amazing in our own bodies, to thrive in our own bodies.
Exactly. I think that's a big part of it too. And this is something I struggle with is that we make assumptions about meal planning or exercise that like we overcomplicate, right? And I'm like the queen of overcomplicating my life. And so I think having a space where you can just grab resources, like what you need, like you said, you get out of it what you put in type of thing. But to have that access, be like, oh, I really need a recipe for my meal planning this week. Boom. You have this amazing resource in there. Or I have a question about how should I structure my workouts this month or things like that. Just being able to have somebody, like you said, in your back pocket to help and ground when you're trying to make it more complicated than it needs to be. Because I think without getting too much into the psychology of it for myself, I overcomplicate as a way to procrastinate. And so I do this with my business a lot, or I do that with working out or whatever, pick a thing, right? Pick a damn thing. And the overcomplication, because I'm like, ooh, it has to be just like this. And if it's not just like this, then I can't get started. But really, that's just a procrastination tactic, right? And then that leads into like self-sabotage. So for me, when you launched the membership and I saw what it was, I was like, oh, this is exactly what I need, because I struggle with that part of it. I struggle with the grounding and bringing it back to like basics. because that's what it is, right? Like basics, foundational basics. But then I'm like, oh, I need to buy all these fancy ingredients and I need to do this. And like, no, you don't. Sit down, bitch. You don't. And so that for me is one of my favorite things about your approach and the way you take all of this on in this very real way. Yes, you're going to have the glass of wine, but here are some really awesome Whole 30 recipes you can try too. So
thank you. Yeah, I think it's something that you really said there made me think about this all or nothing notion. Mm. And I think this can really apply to business. This can apply to your wellness. And a lot of women feel like it has to be all or nothing. I'm either on the wagon or off the wagon. Mm-hmm. I'm either building my business or I'm failing. I'm either losing weight or I'm gaining weight, right? It's either black or white. There is no, but one of my clients said this to me and it's become one of my favorite quotes. She's, real life happens in the middle.
Mm.
Real life is the gray.
Yeah.
It's that messy middle. It's the gray matter. It's not black or white. And it looks so different for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It really, truly does. And the one point I think I want to get across more than anything is that it's not about weight loss.
Yeah.
Or maybe I should say it isn't only about weight loss, because a lot of women who come to me, this might surprise people, like people who pay me one-on-one, who want one-on-one coaching, say, I don't really want to lose a lot of weight, but I want to get some healthy habits under my belt. I want to get a solid morning routine. I want to clean up my eating. I want to be very consistent with my moving. But some are, but a lot of people, maybe it's because what you put out, you attract, and I don't put out, hey, we all need to lose weight vibes. Mm-hmm. It's more, I don't necessarily, if I lose weight, cool. Maybe that's a great side effect for some people, but they are more motivated to feel good and to have consistency in all these areas. So I think it's important to note that if you don't want to lose weight, this is not a weight loss club.
Mm-hmm.
This is not Weight Watchers. No shade to Weight Watchers, but that's not what this is. This is about supporting you in maintaining these habits that support your life, that help you be a better entrepreneur, that help you be a better mom, that help you be a better sales rep, like whatever your, what helps you be a better stay-at-home mom, like whatever your motivation is for this, you fit here and you're welcome here.
I love that. Okay. So I feel like you've really conveyed the underlayers of the membership. Let's talk about the sort of brass tacks, because I feel like this is a question that pops up a lot. And these are questions that I get is like, where is the membership? What is it hosted on? If it's not on Facebook, what is it? How do I access it? What are the calls? So let's talk about some of that stuff, because I feel like this is a question that comes up probably for you a lot too. People are like, well, tell me, what are the details? And I feel like they always say, people don't want the details. They just want the transformation. Like when you're talking about a membership and selling it. And I'm like, that is not true. If I don't post the details, I get DMs all of the time. What about this? What about this? What about this? So I try to answer as much as I can. So tell us about that. Where is it hosted? All the good details.
Yes, I agree with you. We always hear like, you want to hear the transfer, you want to hear the fluff, but I'm also like, I need to know everything just to support my decision. Like I will feel that intuitive pull because I'm a generator and I'm like a sacral. I make decisions from my sacral, right?
Same.
So I feel that, but then like, my brain is, but hold on, I need more questions answered to support myself or to be like, yeah, that was justified, to justify my decision.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're going to justify your decision right here. And then I want to hear more about your membership, even though I'm in it. I want to hear more. So nitty gritty brass tack, I did not want to host it in Facebook. I am over the Facebook groups because I'm in about 100, I think, right now.
Oh, yeah. Same.
I did not want that. I want a place that is sacred, a place that is very dedicated to this specific space. So it's called Mighty Networks is the app. It is an app and a website. It's free for the consumer. It's free for you. So you download the app on your phone. You can go, you bookmark the little URL into your laptop or your browser. And it mimics a social media feed where you create a profile and you put a cute little picture of yourself up there. And there's a feed, like you would have a home feed, right? And there's little like organizational tabs over here where you can see everything's just very organized. Mm-hmm. So if you jump in the membership 6 months from now, you can go back and see all of our past trainings and masterclasses, right? Because they're all recorded. So it's like Netflix. where you can see this whole little library. You're like, I'm going to binge the hell out of all this. Or hey, I really want to learn about whatever. So you can pick and see. You can send DMs inside Mighty Networks. You can like or comment on things. So it's just a place to organize all the content. And it's a place for us to communicate. So like when Nina posted inside our group the other day, y'all, I have to tell you, I tried this barbecue chicken bowl and I cannot believe my 5-year-old asked for it. If you haven't tried this, do it. So you can post, I can post. So it's, that is where it's called Mighty Networks. It's super easy. I really like it. In terms of what is expected of you, or what are we doing inside there? When do we meet? Stuff like that. We have 2 calls a month. And they are usually the 1st and 3rd week. That might be changing, but for now it's about 1st and 3rd week. And the 1st week of the month is going to be your training. So you can kick off a new month with this very intentional training, whether that's from myself or whether that's from a VIP guest expert. So I've got, for example, I have someone who is an expert in like cyclical living, cyclical nutrition. She'll be coming on. I also have someone who is a soul coach, soul healer. She does meditations and Reiki. So she'll be coming on with us in the future. So it can be things like that, or it can be very like, hey, this person is going to talk about macros. So it's all across the board. And then the 2nd call of the month will be that more open forum Q&A/ let's do life. I don't know what I want to call it. There's not really one word. The word hot seat coaching feels intimidating sometimes. Like when I'm the one that's in the hot seat, I'm like, oh crap, I gotta be.
This is scary.
But it is more like a, hey, let's just get together on Zoom, man. Let's just be real. And let me tell you, like, this major win from last week, or let me tell you how freaking much I'm struggling, and maybe we can provide some support for you. So those are the 2 calls. Every Monday, I post the weekly recipes inside the group where you can quickly link to them and stuff. Yeah, I also have playlists and podcast recommendations in there. I had a client specifically recommend the podcast edition, which I think is a good call. You always have good recommendations, and they're not my podcast. It's, hey, here's a legit podcast episode about meal planning and prepping. Go listen to that. So it's just tall and a beautiful way to organize all of the content, but keep you out of Facebook.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I know that was like a big, I was like, it's not going to be on Facebook. And also the business marketer in me is, you don't pay for that and you don't own it and it can go away, right? When you're using a third-party platform that you're paying the service for, it's different than hosting your membership for free on Facebook. Like, I think about that all the time. Like, you see people's Instagram accounts like poof, disappearing. And I'm like, what happens when your like 30,000 member group goes away? Like some of these big Facebook groups. So
Worst nightmare.
Can you imagine? So like that is something I was very deliberate about too. So tell us how we're, I'm going to put this in the show notes and I know you will too on yours, but we'll have all the information, right? For people who want to learn more about it, sign up, all of that fun stuff. Amazing. And do you want to share the price?
Sure. Yeah. So as of today, monthly price is $44 per month.
Insanely good. I mean, that's just insane for the value.
Totally month to month. You're not committing to anything. I know committing to things is a little bit scary, especially if you're, maybe you're a stay-at-home mom and you're like, I'm not bringing in money, right? Or maybe you're just don't have a lot of extra wiggle room in your budget. I hate that word, but yeah, $44 a month, month to month. And then depending on when this episode airs, I do have a special promo code for $10 off your first month. So we will plop that promo code in the show notes too.
Beautiful. I love it. That's, the price thing is definitely, I had such a hell of a time pricing the membership. And this is full transparency here for my audience that goes in. And Jessica and I actually had a sidebar conversation about this because I recently lowered the membership of my club because I was feeling like the value was there for the price, but the accessibility was still, there was still some friction there. And so the price conversation, it's so hard to be like, what do I price this at that feels like an energetic match where showing up and promoting it feels really good? But I was realizing that I wasn't promoting it because I was like, I don't know if I would pay this, not really knowing. I think once you get in there, you're like, oh, of course, I see the value. But really conveying that. So when I lowered it, I was like, oh, this just feels like a no-brainer. So that's a conversation that has been in my brain for so long, but I'm glad I finally came to that place. And
it's
so
hard.
It's hard
with price offers. It's hard to think about me personally, what I spend my money on. Do I bat an eye at my $6 iced latte from Starbucks or my 80-something dollar mani-pedi, right? But am I batting an eye at spending this much money on really healthy stuff at the grocery store or investing in my Peloton membership every single month or paying for a membership like this or me paying a coach to help me with certain things? And something I love doing is breaking it out on a daily cost. And we can do this for yours too if you want.
I do that all the time. Yes.
My membership is $1.46 a day. You can't buy anything for $1.46 a day. Stop.
I'm literally like, I'm busting out the calculator right now because, so yeah, okay, mine's $2 a day. Yeah. So $1.90. So we'll say $2 a day rounded. I mean, there you go. If you break it out like that, yeah, that's such a good way to look at it. Like,
can't even get a tall coffee at Starbucks for that much.
No,
I don't think you can get like an espresso shot for that much.
You can't get anything. Every time I go to Starbucks, I'm like, oh, it's embarrassing. This is just too much. But I'm not going to stop doing it. I'm going to be perfectly honest, right? If I had to stop doing it, then I would. But it's one of those things, like you said, I'm not going to stop paying for. It's just,
we value it. What do you value? You look at where you're spending your money in your business. If you're looking at where you're spending your money personally, like what I'm spending my money on is showing the universe what I value.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So for better or for worse, if you hate Starbucks or love it, sorry, if you're somebody who's Starbucks is the worst, but, and like where I live, my closest Starbucks is like a 25-minute drive. Mm. So it's not something that it's part of my target run when I go up. So, I'm feeling like the membership thing, and I want you to tell me if this is right. So if I'm somebody, again, like this is bringing it back to where we started the conversation off. If you're somebody who's not maybe active on Instagram or not part of the entrepreneurial space, to wrap up the whole conversation about your membership Thrive, like what is the one thing that you would tell somebody who's completely brand new, has never been in a membership, doesn't really know the coaching business space? Like what would be the one thing that you would tell them about this that sort of captures the essence of Thrive? If that's an on-the-spot question, I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. I love that question. That's a good question. If you didn't know me, if you weren't in my world, the first thing that comes to my mind is just because I only serve women. So as a woman, whether you're a mom or not, we are pulled in so many directions, and investing in yourself in a membership to boost your health, to boost your energy, to give you the tools to really do these things on your own is such a beautiful way to take care of you. Right? It's a way to pour into yourself, to put yourself at the top of your priority list. So I think about all the ways we talk about self-care and moms or women should take care of themselves and we're just in burnout mode. This is a beautiful way to care for yourself, to love on yourself, but this is going to pay dividends in the long run in so many ways, right? This isn't a quick thing. This isn't a quick fix. This is like a really amazing way to invest in you for the long haul.
I love that. I love the whole aspect of like self-care and taking care of yourself and investing in yourself in the long haul. That's such a good way to put it too. Cause it's not about weight loss unless you want it to be, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the focus that you can put on it. But it's really about, I'm like going down a rabbit hole now, but because as moms especially, but as women in general, self-care, it's talked about, it's marketed to us, it's all of these things. But at the end of the day, it's not just pedicures or our Starbucks runs. It's really that day in, day out, consistent habits, right? That make us feel good, that make us feel like our best self, that nourish ourselves in whatever way that is, either going outside for that 30-minute walk or eating foods that make us feel good. But for some reason, that's the stuff that always feels the hardest. And so I think I love how you framed it as like this self-care investment piece, because I think that we always put ourselves last. It's always eating the crumbs off of our kids' plate. So I really love that. I think that's such a good way to put it. And for somebody who's not in your world, who's if you're sitting there talking with a friend and you're like, and they're feeling frustrated or they're like, I just need some help. I love you can bring that information and be like, here's this really awesome space for that self-care investment accountability piece. So I love that.
Yeah. Come play, come hang, come learn, come play. That'd be fun.
Yeah. I feel like the office hours or like the monthly call that's not the training could almost be like a coffee chat or like happy hour.
Yes.
Something like that. Yeah. So I love that.
Coffee and conversation. I love that.
So yeah. Okay. So good. So let's turn the tables a little bit and talk about VCO.
Yay!
And because you're in VCO, before we kick off, I'd love to hear from you, just like your perspective as a member about the membership, and then we can chat all things visibility.
Yes. So it's funny, when I first became friends with Nina in our mastermind, I'm like, I have no idea what this chick does. Like, I've heard of the word SEO. I used to be in advertising. So like my clients would tell me like, oh, we're really focusing on SEO. I'm like, oh, okay, great. That was just another no to me, basically. So fast forward to becoming an entrepreneur and building your website and figuring it out. And I'm like, I still am not sure, what is SEO? What is this visibility she's talking about? What is digital marketing? So it felt very elusive for a while. But when you hosted your masterclass, as you were launching Visibility Co., your membership, you painted such a clear picture of what is SEO and like the valuable takeaways and teachings that you taught inside that one class. I was like, I don't care how much it is and what she's selling at the end of this, because I knew something was coming, right? Like, I am in. I want it. I need it. So just to give y'all an example of, okay, this is where Jess was when we were first starting, right? But to me, your membership is... man, how do I want to describe Visibility Co.? It is an amazing tool that has helped me focus on other areas that I can grow my business outside of social media, to put it the most simple, right? Like, I think focusing on like your Instagram is such a sexy thing to do. And it's something where you can see results instantly, because this post got 4,700 likes or whatever. None of mine are getting that many likes, but
I wish mine were getting. I'm like, oh yeah, you like, you know,
right?
Three likes.
We all get caught up in these vanity metrics with focusing on Instagram and let me show up every day. And I get so sucked in, and my business really wasn't growing because I was ignoring all these other. I'm drawing a circle with my hands, like all these other areas of my business. So this membership has taught me actual tangible steps, things I can do to my website, things I can do to my current blog post, how I can write a new blog post, how I can repurpose content, like these actionable things that are moving the needle in all these other buckets outside of freaking social media. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. I love how you put that, because that's really what it is.
Yeah.
And getting people to think, because, and I mean, I fall into this trap too. It's an instant gratification. It's an ego thing, right? If I were to really break it down, it's an ego thing. I did this one thing for my business and it generated X amount of likes or comments. Ooh, it feels good. It feels like that's the thing that's moving your business forward. And some businesses, I think, are more reliant on social media than others or need it more, right? But when you really break it down, it's a portion. It's this little, it's a little dot. It's
a piece of the pie.
Piece of the pie, exactly. And so, but it's, I think for a lot of us, it's one of the easier things to do versus those longer term legacy content, which people I bang about all the time, but just those things, those foundational pieces of our business. Because in 5 years from now, do we all still want to be like jumping around in reels?
No.
I don't. I sure as hell don't. I'm going to be 45 years old. I don't want to be jumping around on shit. So that's where I think, yeah, I love how you put that. That's really the crux of it, is right there.
And I think about the way my brain works, even if you know nothing about SEO, even if you know nothing about digital marketing. Funny, so a friend of mine who listened to our conversation on my podcast, she texted me, and now she's not an entrepreneur. She's like, what's SEO? So I think it is very elusive, like what it is. So, but like, even if you don't know what it is, you don't even have to understand what it is yet. But like, I think about wellness as all these different little buckets or all these different little circles in our world that we have to work on. And I'm going to liken it to visibility here in a second, but like wellness, you've got what you eat, you've got how you move your body, you've got staying hydrated, you've got rest and sleep, you have mental health, you have being outdoors and being social, like all these buckets that we have to fill. And it's the same with growing your business in an online space, right? So you have social media, you have Pinterest, you have your website and SEO and how your website's working for you. You have where traffic is coming in with your blogs. You have any kind of ads you might be running. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of other buckets I'm missing, but there's all these other buckets over here. And if you focus on only one bucket with your health and wellness, you're going to be imbalanced. And if you focus on only one bucket, like I have been for years on in one bucket, Instagram, my business is imbalanced. So this is a way to bring some beautiful balance and really just to like some sanity for me, like to be able to come out of Instagram, like, all right, today is going to be a day I focus on blogging or editing blog posts or like editing a couple of little things inside my website to help SEO. So to just give myself a break from the rat race of Instagram has been eye-opening, enlightening, energizing.
I love all that. I'm going to be stealing that analogy about the health and wellness, like being in balance. Is your business in balance? Because that's a really, really great way to look at it. Because that's exactly what it is. And I'm also going to steal your three E's. What did you say? Energizing, exciting. There was another one.
Energized, excited.
But we'll go back and listen to it. The three E's. But because that's exactly what it is. And I'm so glad you said that, because SEO is this elusive thing. And that's actually one of the reasons why I really focus on SEO, because there are other parts of digital marketing, like you said, that I teach and we talk about in VCO. Like we'll be doing a Google Ads and social media ads training next month. But the SEO is like this, it's very male dominated. If you type in SEO tips or whatever, all the results are like dudes, which is fine, but it's this very masculine, male dominated industry. There's a lot of gatekeeping. They use all of this computer dev jargon and tech speak. And I'm just like, nobody, I shouldn't say that, but most people who are just starting a business or who have even been in business a long time, but aren't developers, they're going to be like, what the hell is this? And so I think for me, that was such a big motivation with VCO, is breaking it down into very digestible, bite-sized pieces. And it was also a really important challenge for me, because sometimes I assume people know things, right? Because I've been in the space for so long, but it really challenged me to be like, well, how do we bring this down to step one and then step two? And that was really powerful for me just in general in my business, because A, it helped me realize that I don't have to do it all, right? I don't have to give you all of it all at once, because that's something that I struggle with, is I want to give you everything, like everything in my brain I want you to have access to, but that's overwhelming. And so really forcing and challenging me to bring it into pieces that it's bite-sized. Like perfect example is the Google Analytics 4 training. So for everybody, if you have a Universal Analytics account in July, Google's going to stop tracking that and you need to have G4 Analytics set up. And even for seasoned marketers like myself, G4 is like it's a head explosion. So we had this training and my inkling is all of the information, but VCO and all of the feedback and you guys have really forced me to step back and be like, we're going to give you just the need to knows. And then we'll do an additional training for the next step. And that's been, for me as a business owner, just a really valuable part of having the membership, is being forced to create content and present it in a way that is really accessible for you guys as members. So that's been both fun and challenging, but also I'm obsessed now with this analogy about the wellness, because I'm just going to talk about it nonstop, about balancing out your business, because
I feel like it's so funny how like our businesses kind of parallel each other in so many interesting ways and complement each other, especially, but and now I lost what I was going to say. You were talking about, why did I lose my train of thought? Oh, I wanted to ask you a question about, we're talking about SEO is male dominated. And when people walk into the space, they think, well, I already know what this is all about. Like it's high level. But who are the people that you serve? Who are some of the women that are inside the membership? Who is it for?
Ooh, this is a really good question. So the membership is for, I serve female women too, right? So female-owned businesses, female entrepreneurs, and really across the spectrum. So either if you're a coach or a creative, if you're a service provider, and also if you are a product-based business or a maker. I have a ton of e-commerce retail experience in the online space. And so we have a variety of people in Vico. Obviously, Jessica, we have a product-based business, Kayla. She makes amazing greeting cards and like stationery products. She's got an awesome kick-ass wholesale business. We have another woman, Kylie, who also has a membership too, who focuses on visibility, but like email marketing and summits and bundles. And she's going to do a talk actually, because that was one of the questions you had just about like, how do we get in on this like summit bundle game? So that's going to be awesome. Then we have Pinterest expert. We have a web developer who also owns a B&B. Like we have a really, really good variety. We have a blogger, like a professional copywriter blogger. So a really interesting variety of women who have all different backgrounds. So this membership is really for anybody who is interested in building their business in additional ways that's not just social media. So creatives, service providers, makers, product-based businesses, it is for all of you. So yeah, that's such a good question.
And most of those women, correct me if I'm wrong, it's like single person operator. I don't want to say one man show, one man woman show.
No, exactly.
They may have some hired help, but it's mostly you see Kayla and she's the one making her cards and she's the one shipping her cards. She is her business. It's not like these massive conglomerates.
Yeah, no, these are solopreneurs or lean teams who, you know, either you do have the budget for SEO, but you really want to just DIY, or you're like, you know what, I'd really love to work with Nina or another agency, but that's out of my budget. There is so much information that you're going to get from being in this membership that the exact same things that I use with my clients, the exact same tactics, the same teachings, all of the advice that I would give a client is available in the membership, right? In the trainings and the cheat sheets and asking questions. Like Jessica created a kick-ass blog post this week, like kick-ass, and she's, can you review it for me? And that's exactly the kind of thing that I'm there for in the membership. And I did, I looked at it. She used those headings so beautifully. I was like, yes, this is so good. She understood. So yeah, what you said is a really good point. It's anybody could be in it. You could have a huge business and be part of Vico, but the beauty of it, I think, is for people who are, yes, running the show all on their own, or maybe have a VA or one employee or something like that, and who really want to lean into visibility strategies. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I'll tell you one of the biggest wins that's come for me out of this membership, or like something that is, it was a realization, a win, and also then helped me implement a strategy. Something over the last year that I think I have leaned way too much into the feminine energy, right? If you talk about feminine and masculine, the masculine is the foundation to your home. The feminine is the decor. The masculine is the doing. That was an Ash McDonald. I did not come up with that.
Yeah, that's good though. It's such a good way to put it.
The masculine is the doing, right? It's the getting shit done. It's the list. And the feminine is more being, receiving. So I leaned a little too far to the feminine. So like the strategy piece was a little bit missing. Just like I would sit down sometimes, what am I supposed to do today? If I didn't have like a client meeting or whatever, this thought of, well, how can I, what am I doing still? Like we're just, P.S., we're just all figuring it out as we go as entrepreneurs. Like we're all just figuring it out. Okay. We know what we're teaching, but all the other stuff,
it's hard.
We're like, well, okay, this is so fun. So when you did your training on how to understand the G4 analytics, right? The main thing I took away from that was, number one, I need to be looking at my analytics. I never look at them ever, ever, ever. I know, shame. From looking at that, I saw that an old blog post I wrote in 2021 was the number one referral source to my website last month. I mean, I couldn't even focus on the rest of your training because my mind was blown. And I'm like, how many people a month? It was something stupid, like for me, like small numbers for me, but like more than I'm seeing on some of my Instagram real likes in total, right? That is, so for me to Number one, I need to look at the analytics. Number two, okay, this blog post is performing so well. Do I have any calls to action on that blog? Meaning, how can I convert this viewer? Okay, if you don't know what a CTA is, which I didn't for a long time, how do I get them on my email list? Or how do I get them to opt into a freebie? Or how do I get them to move over to my services page or follow me on Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. Get them to do something. Ideally, get on your email list.
Yes.
So I immediately was like, let me update this blog post. Let me add some more links in here where they can link out to like how to work with me. If this many eyeballs are viewing this, I need to make this work for me.
Yes.
So that was just so eye-opening. And then I thought, well, if that's doing so well, let me lean into that content. Maybe I create like a follow-up blog about it. Or it was just so eye-opening. And so because of that, here's my little strategy piece or piece of paper.
I love it.
I decided to create theme days. And this is all because of what Nina's membership taught me. Because before it was just like Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I love Instagram. A ton of my business comes from there. But fucking tired of it. So I need to diversify, right? We're evening out the pieces of pie. So this week, this is Kayla's notebook too.
I love it. I love her. Yes. So
Monday was an Instagram focus. Tuesday was all about blogging and SEO. So I finished that blog post yesterday. Today, my focus will be Pinterest content. And Thursday will be some podcasting content. So what is this? We are diversifying what I am focusing on in my business. We as entrepreneurs need some focus. We need but this isn't too, it's not too masculine. My days are loosey-goosey and whatever time I have in the day to work on this and whatever I get done, great. But it's just helped me diversify where I'm working and then stay accountable to myself too. Because I put this out into the universe in the membership. I was like, y'all, this is what I'm doing this week. Because I need someone else to hold me accountable. Mm-hmm. So like that in itself is a perfect like concrete example. And you can't explain that, right? In like an Instagram post.
No.
Of what somebody can gain from a membership like Visibility Co. Mm.
Thank you so much. That's so amazing. That makes me so happy. Like just to hear you say that. And yeah, like the mind-blowing, that blog post, just so everybody knows, is a perfect example of legacy content, right? You wrote that 2+ years ago, and that shit is driving traffic to your site right now, right? In 2023. And yeah, now you can leverage it, right? Put that CTA on there, get people on your email list. And so this is that right there is such a cornerstone of what it's all about. And like now, yeah, Pinterest, another great form of legacy content, like podcasting. Here we are recording today. Boom. I love it. So that makes me so happy to hear because I feel like once you get those clicks in your brain, you're like, oh shit. Okay. Now I really see. And I still sit here and I'm like, what? Okay. What am I doing? This is like the perpetual conversation we have, right? As entrepreneurs and business owners. But once you see what legacy content and blogging and SEO can actually do for your business, right? And so you have one blog post that's doing that. Now imagine if you had 20 blog posts that's doing that. And so that's where the beauty of that compounding piece comes in. And it makes me so happy because yes, I'm on Instagram too. I love it. I've definitely gotten business. I mean, hello, we're connected because of Instagram through Ash's mastermind and all of those things. And I wouldn't have had that without social media, but it can only take it so far, right? And it's our time and our energy on those platforms. And something that I've actually done completely related, I guess, in the last week is start to mute and like unfollow because I'm just like the comparison. I'm just like constantly in this, oh, she just launched this and it's doing that. And they're all amazing. It's not because anybody's doing anything wrong. It's just that it gets in my head.
Yes, definitely.
It gets in my head. And so having other platforms that you can put your energy and time into, like blogging or Pinterest or podcasting, whatever feels good for you, I feel like is really empowering too because yeah, it can be a mind fuck. Social media can be a mind fuck because it's just, oh, she's doing this or she has 20,000 followers and I'm still stuck at like 1,500. What is happening? So, yeah.
It's so true. And something that my husband says about, and I want you to tell me what your definition of legacy content is, but this is a good analogy about legacy content because I didn't understand that for a while. He said, Instagram is like a baby you have to keep feeding for it to grow. You got to feed the baby every day. legacy content, meaning a blog post I wrote in 2021 or a podcast episode that I recorded 2 years ago that's still the number one listened podcast episode. Why? Because it's crappy and like my second one. I don't know. Like those things are working in the background without being fed. So I don't know an animal you don't have to feed every day. I don't know, but it's not a baby that has to be fed every day. It is self-sustaining and it's working for you and doing the heavy lifting. I imagine like a little treadmill or like a little wheel, like running in the background for you instead of you doing the work and feeding it every single day. I want something else working for me.
Yes, exactly. It's, I don't know, like a solar panel, right? Or I don't know, like a succulent. Succulent can go a really long time without needing anything. And but your husband's analogy is so perfect because legacy content to me is, if anybody's in the marketing space or familiar, it's really evergreen content. But legacy content in the Nina definition is it's going to be one of three things: audio, written, or video, aka YouTube, right? And yeah, it does not need to be fed every day. In fact, you feed it once really, really well, and then you probably don't have to feed it again until like you just did, right? You added a CTA, maybe you updated a little bit if there's something new to add to it or something changed, but that's 2 years later. And you probably won't have to feed that baby again for another year or two. So that's the beauty. That's exactly it with legacy content. Everybody who's listening, and then if you follow me on Instagram, you're going to see all of these analogies on repeat. So I apologize in advance. But that's exactly what it is. Yeah. And this is Instagram, TikTok, even more so. TikTok needs to be fed like constantly, you know? And so
it's like cluster feeding a newborn.
What it is. Oh my God, that's so, it is. It's like cluster feeding a fucking newborn. Like you constantly, like every couple of hours, you're feeding that beautiful, sweet baby. But that's exactly what legacy content is. It's you do it once, you do it well once. And that's, you need the time investment in that original piece of legacy content. Yeah, it's probably more than maybe a reel or a post or whatever, but it's going to work so much harder for you because once that reel has been like put out into the algorithm, 24, 48 hours later, it's in the abyss. It's in the abyss. And so it has its place, but it's hungry. It's a hungry baby.
That's a great point, right? Like the reel or the post, even if it's an amazing reel or an amazing carousel post, like it'll live on there as long as you have your page, but like, how far down do you go on a person's profile that you're trying to check out, right? I look at multiple places and multiple things. So, I mean, this is just, again, a way to diversify, a way to balance. Like when I go to look at somebody who I'm going to hire, I don't just look at her Instagram feed. I do. That is probably the first place I look. Like, do I like you? Do I like your energy? Do I like your vibe? Are you pushy? Are you salesy? What does your content look like? Does it look professional put together? So that is a piece of it for me, if I'm being honest. But then also, I'm going to go to your website. Do you have a website? It legitimizes you. How much content is on there? Does it look professional or does it look like a POS? That is a piece of the decision for me. And if someone's going to pay me money one-on-one, like I think your website, the legacy content you put out there, like all of these pieces of the puzzle come together to sell you as the total package or you or your business. So I think that's a really important thing to think about is all the little pieces of the puzzle and how they do fit together. And I think everything you teach in the membership is teaching us to work smarter, not harder. If you're only feeding that baby of Instagram or TikTok, then you're working harder.
Exactly.
You're not working smarter. And that's a big, I mean, we have kids that are in school that are off all the time or they get off the bus at 3:30. Right? I don't have 50 hours a week. Hell, I don't want to work 50 hours a week. I don't have that kind of time. So the time we have is really freaking precious. So I want to maximize my time and you teach us how to do that.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you. Yeah. And what you said about the legitimizing is really important. A lot of business coaches that I love are like, you don't need a website. And that is one sticking point that I'm very much no, because I shouldn't say this. There probably are, but if somebody's going to spend $3,500 on a done for you SEO package, they're not going to book me just off of my Instagram content. And if they do, well, then that's like a unicorn, right? And it legitimizes and it creates multiple points for people to find you. Pinterest, podcast, YouTube, blog posts. That's the other beauty of it, is that if the only place somebody can find you is Instagram, why would you limit your visibility to one platform, to one place, right? Where, like you said, you have to feed that baby constantly, whereas you can have Pinterest or your podcast or your blog working for you in the background while you're nurturing those people on Instagram. We have multiple touch points for people to find you. And you're doing such a great job of that, is you have your podcast, people can find you. You have these blog posts that you're now looking at and being like, ooh, I can do this. I can funnel people onto my email list and maybe they're going to convert into my membership. And so that's a big part of it too, is why would you limit? If you really want to grow your business, why would you limit it to just that one place? So that for me is a big part of it too. So I love
that. That is such a good point. I think about, like, you're cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so glad you brought this up, because this is a beautiful reminder about, it's all a numbers game if you think about it. Like, the number of places people have to see you and the number of times they need to see you before they will actually take action, right? It's not like I just see you and then book you. Here's 3,000. No,
I wish.
It's got to be, right? That's a unicorn right there. It's got to be multiple times. So when you're in the membership, the things that Nina teaches, the experts she brings in, you're increasing the odds of that dream client finding you. Because if you're putting all of your marbles in one basket, Instagram, TikTok, whatever that might be, that's only one basket. But what about all these other over here? So you're upping the odds. You're upping your likelihood, your probability of getting business. What if the woman that's your dream client isn't on Instagram?
Exactly.
Or maybe she is, but she's like taking a 2-month hiatus from it. But like, damn, she really needs some help with whatever she might. And you can help her get there, whether it's to focus on her wellness or to up her visibility online. You're missing out.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's a big piece of it too. So I love this. Thank you. So like Jessica, I use a platform called Heartbeat. It's similar to Mighty Networks. It's off of Facebook, similar to the social feed where there's like a general thread page, and then all of the trainings and cheat sheets and all of that goodness lives there in the platform. There's an app. You can use it on your phone or on your desktop. It's a newer platform, and I'm really liking it so far. I feel like it gives people the same thing, like with, you can put a little picture and you get a little intro and you can direct message people if you want. There's a really cool feature that I haven't even utilized yet, where it's just like network matching. So like, somebody has a need, you can match them with somebody else in the membership who has maybe a service provider that they're looking for, or like an accountability coach like you. You can connect them. Yeah. And so I really love it. And I think, yeah, we do a monthly training top of the month. We have monthly office hours where you can come, ask questions, bring problems, just hang out, whatever. Hot seat coaching monthly, 4 spots. You apply beforehand. And that can be anything, like, can you help me find keywords for this? Or what do I need to do for my website redesign? Or can you walk me through this process? It's really like open-ended, and you get the benefit of the group too. Last week's hot seat coaching, or was it on Monday? It was actually on Monday. Woo! There was such good feedback from the group about the website redesign. What about this? Or what about this? And so it's not just me, right? Or my expertise, everybody else in the group. And so, yeah, it's $57 a month. 165 a quarter. And yeah, I'm just really obsessed with it. And one thing I want to say as we're like wrapping up about both of these memberships that I think is like the linchpin is the community aspect. It's not just about what you're learning, but if you are craving a space with other women in either wellness and accountability and digital marketing, SEO, or both, this is community. It's lifting each other up. It's supporting each other. It's giving feedback. It's being a cheerleader, either in the accountability wellness space or the business sense. And I think that I just want to really emphasize that, because both spaces are safe. I'm going to use the word nurturing, because it really is like nurturing spaces for either like your business or yourself. And I think that is something that is so important and invaluable, really. You can't put a price on the amazingness of community. And both memberships have some really kick-ass women in them. Like the community piece of it is something I feel like if I can toot our own horns here, that we step back and be like, yeah, we're bringing some really cool people together. So I just want to, as we're wrapping up, like really drive that home is that, yes, you're going to learn all kinds of amazing things in both places and accountability and recipes and all of the things. But it's also just a space to come and you can breathe and be like, okay, I'm here. I'm among like-minded women. And I think that that's so important. And it's a big part of what drove me to create the membership. And I know for you to like have that. So
yeah, you couldn't have said that any more beautifully. I completely and wholeheartedly agree. I think that we work from home now and entrepreneurship and the mom game is, and the work from home game is a lonely game sometimes. I'm not going to lie. Like it's kind of lonely sometimes. Even though my husband works from home too, there are days I don't see him all day.
Ditto, and
he's
same.
Just upstairs. He can hear me. I can hear him. But so the community aspect, it does. It warms my heart. And I wanted to, I love that you said that because the connections I've made in your membership have not only helped me personally, but I've made some really amazing business connections, people that are helping me design products and things that I have coming down the pipe. Mm-hmm. So that's invaluable to have the community, but also to make amazing connections to help you move the needle in other areas has been chef's kiss.
I love it. I love it. All right. Oh, this was so good. I'm so glad that we did this. We will include all of the good, delicious information that you need in the show notes, how to connect with Jessica, obviously how to join VCO, all of the good stuff. Thank you. Thank you, Jessica, for joining today. This was amazing.
Thank you. This is amazing. I love it.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.